the experience that I got from being a Navy brat, and I mean that with the most utmost sincerity, I would never trade. I've been places, I've done things by the age of 17 that nobody else had been able to do. And no, I never missed out on anything. It gave me a better perspective. It made a better person for me. Because if you weren't outgoing, you got lost. Oh, the schooling at Guantanamo, it was just like everybody else. When you had your four core courses, which is math, English, science, and social studies. You had your electives course, which I got roped into doing that. And I don't remember a band. But you had your home economics courses where you could learn to sew and cook. There was typing. There was sports. Everybody had a sports class. It didn't matter. Everybody, didn't matter what grade level you were in, everybody took sports. And so in every 6 weeks, it would rotate the type of sport that you do. You know, softball, tennis, baseball, flag football. And there's always something to do in Gitmo. You could watch movies, swimming, riding, bicycling, walking, or just hanging out. You didn't stay in the house all day doing nothing or watching TV, since the TV wasn't on anyway, and it wasn't really that good of shows. You were outside. Transportation for young adults was the city bus. It was an old gray Navy bus, or you rode your bicycle, or you hoofed it. My favorite thing to do was riding horses. My younger sister Henry and I used to go down to the family corral, and we rode horses all the time. Mom and Daddy said there was nothing better than doing the horse thing because good punishment. If we were good, we got to ride horses. If we were bad, we couldn't ride horses. We lived at the family corral 7 days a week. We would do that. On either a Friday or Saturday night when there was a full moon, us kids would get together and organize a moonlight ride with some adult chaperones. We rode up JPJ Hill, John Paul Jones Hill. We had to get special permission to go over this hill because it was restricted area. Part of the hill was real steep. You'd have a 90-degree turn, and the horses, when they hit that turn, would go straight up this hill at a full gallop. Negrito, who was our horse, he was a pacer, and he would outpace any of the other horses. The ones that would gallop and try to get to the top of the hill first, they'd give out. Not old Negrito. He kept on trucking. And on my way to the golf course, I'd ride by this particular place we call the Valley of the Grass. It was extremely tall grass. Even on a horse, it was at least as tall as your horse was. It was really tall, but it would fall over, but it was still at least waist high or at the top of the horse. And there, down in the middle of it, was a papaya tree. I would watch the fruit until it ripened, then I'd call my dad from the golf club snack bar. He would ride his scooter there, would walk down the hill to the tree. I'd climb the tree, snatch the fruit, toss it down to him. Oh, also during our stay, we had a USO show group come down, and it was Art Linkletter. The only thing I really remember about the show was the fact that I saved a bunch of seats in the heat, and he was talking about the flying teeth. The flying teeth looked like a piece of ash, and when they landed on you, it would bite and leave a big old whelp on your hand, on your arm or eye, face, wherever it bit you. It's worse than a mosquito.